The skyrocketing cost of food has vaulted Greater Victoria over Vancouver as one of the most expensive places to raise a family in the province. The region's hourly living wage has been calculated at $24.29 per hour, up 20% from a year ago, the highest increase since the living wage was first calculated in 2008. It's also the first time that Victoria's rate is higher than Metro Vancouver's because of the increased cost in food. The living wage is defined as the hourly wage two working parents with two young children, ages 4 and 7, must each earn to meet their basic expenses, including rent, childcare, food and transportation, after government taxes, credits, deductions and benefits have been taken into account. The highest hourly living wage in the province is in the mountain town of Golden at $25.56. The family living wage for Greater Victoria is calculated annually by the Community Social Planning Council of Greater Victoria as part of the Happiness and Wellbeing Community Lab, a collaboration with United Way Southern Vancouver Island. In Greater Victoria, annual household expenses for a family of four rose by $10,229, a 12.65% increase from last year. With the exception of childcare, where costs decreased slightly, by 0.16%, costs are up across the board. Housing and transportation continue to make up a substantial portion of annual expenses, while the cost of food and other household items has spiked, up 25.7% and 22%, respectively. Household items range from toiletries and bank fees to children's activities and school supplies. Those cost increases can be attributed to the high inflation rate, which peaked in May at 8.1%. According to the BC Consumer Price Index report, the cost of groceries is up 10.5% since 2021. With many of the region's businesses reporting labor shortages, and food banks reporting increased numbers of users, the living wage is a critical number this year, Diana Gibson, executive director of the Community Social Planning Council, said in a statement Thursday. It is clear that both businesses and workers in the region are feeling the squeeze as they try to recover from the pandemic, and both are looking to the province for more action on cost drivers. Danella Parks, director of community investment at United Way South Vancouver Island, said the long-lasting effects of the pandemic have been especially hard on the mental and financial health of low-income families. The high cost of living is making that even more challenging, with many reporting that they're living paycheck to paycheck and often sacrificing basic needs to pay for rent and utilities. Median monthly rent for a three-bedroom apartment or townhouse is up $278 from a year ago to $2,123, making housing the greatest household expense in the region. The Community Social Planning Council said many families, including nearly half of renter households in the Greater Victoria region, continue to live in core housing need, paying a higher proportion of their income for rent and utilities than is considered by Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp. to be affordable. Living wage reports for several locations in BC were released as part of Vancity's Provincial Living Wage for Families campaign. Although Victoria has some of the highest costs, we are seeing a jump everywhere in BC, said Anastasia French, an organizer for Living Wage for Families BC. The living wage dropped between 2018 and 2019 because of the province's affordable childcare benefit, but began rising again last year. The drop in 2019 shows that good government policy can be an effective tool for reducing poverty, said Chelsea Power, research coordinator with the Community Social Planning Council. It shows the need for making change in key areas like housing that are driving that cost of living. More than 30 employers in Greater Victoria have been certified as living wage employers, including Spinnaker's Brew Pub, the District of Central Saanich, the City of Victoria, Pacifica Housing, Urban Solar and Community Plus. Kaylin McNeil, owner of Big Wheel Burger, said the chain of eateries has been working toward being a living wage employer and has already exceeded that wage with tips. We were getting close to that target wage, but the latest increase moves the finish line a lot farther away for us and any employer in a similar position. D. Kloster at TimesColonist.com.